Yankees looking to win their 90th game. They haven't done that since 2012. Masahiro Tanaka getting his final tune-up before the postseason. He had it going in this one. He got plenty of support early, too. Bottom one, Starlin Castro facing Joe Biagini.
2-2. Slow roller. Going to be a tough play. Going to be a base hit. Going to be a run. 1-0 Yanks. Grounded and grabbed there by Castro. From his knees, he gets Saunders. Outstanding play by Starlin Castro. There's a base hit to left field. Hicks rounds third. He's coming home. Here's the throw from Carrera. And it's not in time as the catcher Lopez fields and gets Judge in a rundown. He will tag him out, but Judge picks up his 113th ribby. Ripped down the right field line. That is up the wall. Gregorius will score. Bird makes a big turn, and he'll hustle back to first with an RBI single. Yankees lead 4-0. Swing and a miss. 14th strikeout. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A new career high. 15 strikeouts in 7 innings for Tanaka. He has been brilliant. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left.
The Yankees win it 4-0. Tanaka heads into the postseason on a high note. He fires 7 shutout frames, just 3 hits. He struck out a career-high 15, which ties Steven Strasburg for the most Ks in a game this season. He's 13-12, and Aroldis Chapman got his 21st save. The Yankees have won 90 games in a season for the first time since 2012. After the game, Joe Girardi spoke about the win.
I think he had 15 strikeouts today in the 7th inning. Everything was crisp. His fastball had more life to it. His split was as good as I've seen it this year, and his slider was pretty good as well.
For a guy that's potentially heading into, you're heading into the postseason, you don't know in what capacity yet, but to have that type of outing before a potential postseason start, how much confidence can you give?
It gives you a lot of confidence in him. It just shows you that his ability, he had a pretty good second half for us, so we're going to need that to continue as we move forward.
Bird has been productive offensively, but do you feel like his defense is even better this time around?
I think it was pretty good the last time he was here, but I think that he's probably more used to our ballpark. So it probably is, it is playing better. He made some really good plays today, and he's swung the bat extremely well. His defense has been really good, and he's been really, really productive. I mean, the RBIs that he has since he's come back has really helped our offense.
Greg Bird finished the game 2-for-2 with a pair of RBIs, and he also spoke afterwards.
It seemed like he was commanding everything like he wanted to today. Obviously, he's got good stuff, and when his command's there, he's great.
What's your level of confidence with this pitching staff heading into the postseason?
Oh, super confident. We got faith in these guys. We've been running them out all year. They've been giving us their all, and they're going to keep doing that.
You had a great stretch to get to play at first. Have you taken as much pride in your defense as you have in your offense since coming off the DL?
Yeah, I always have. Last few years, I knew I had to step it up there, and I want to be able to make those guys comfortable throwing the ball across. So whatever I can do to help them.
The series continues on Saturday. Jaime Garcia gets the start for the Yankees against Marcus Stroman.